You never know what you'll find in the heart of New York City. Jody Avergan of member station WFUV visited a mysterious Russian bathhouse in his East Village neighborhood. He sent us this audio postcard.
On my block sits a nondescript building with a beat-up metal sign outside. It reads, Russian and Turkish Baths. I've never thought to go inside, but then I started to hear these rumors. Rumors about a massage the Russians do, called the Platza. Everyone I know has heard of it, but no one's actually given it a try. So, on a cold winter evening, I walk down the block from my apartment, past the beat-up metal sign, and up the long marble staircase.
I'm Valerie Tuberman, and I'm from Russia.
Valerie is a stern-looking woman whose bad side I don't want to see.
It's a very famous place because it's a very old place, very unusual place. This is a place like 105 years old, and we keep like a Russian tradition.
Nervously, I inquire about the special massage.
It's called Platza, Oak Leaves Massage. You go to Russian room, it's very high temperature, and guy, especially strong guy, beat you with these brooms. Very, very unusual.
Let me get this straight. They make brooms out of oak branches, then beat you with them? Before I'm able to weasel out of it, Valerie introduces me to Alex, a burly Russian with tree trunks for arms. So, this is the guy who's going to be smacking me around. Inside the hottest little steam room I've ever been in, Alex mixes green olive oil soap with steaming water in a beat-up blue bucket. Then he pulls out a burlap sack. Inside lurk the agents of my impending beatdown.
This is the fresh leaves, the oak leaves. There's only leaves, nothing else.
Somehow, Alex is able to ignore the fact that, while quite fresh, these leaves are still attached to large, heavy-looking branches. Next thing I know, I'm lying face down in the corner. Alex is gently massaging the soap into my skin, using the tips of the oak leaves. I'm starting to relax. And then, out of nowhere,
I beat you with the leaves.
My whole body tenses up as Alex begins to wail away with the branches. I grit my teeth. Little bits of oak leaf go flying everywhere.
Turn over, please.
Next, Alex yanks me to my feet and douses me with a bucket of freezing cold water. He spins me around three times, shakes my hand, and points me in the direction of the locker room. It's only been 15 minutes, but just like that, the Platza's over, and I'm back out on the cold winter street. Bits of oak leaf fall out of my hair as I realize that, hey, these Russians are really onto something. I feel like $1 million. For NPR News, this is Jody Avergan.